Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is History of the Murray Surname. With a rich and varied history, members of Clan Murray have many reasons to be proud of the clan's heritage and its contributions to Irish and Scottish history. Murray is a common surname throughout Scotland and Ireland. In fact, it's still one of the top 20 names in Ireland. Murray was first used by the Picts of ancient Scotland, and some people point to research that makes the Mays descendants of Mac Angus de Moravia, the first Earl of Murray and a descendant of King Duncan of Scotland, who reigned from 1034 to 1040 AD. Frequent and repeated translations of the name from Gaelic to English resulted in a wide range of inaccuracies, and spelling possibilities, many of which sound the same: Murray, McMurray, McMurray, Murray, Moray, Morey, Morey, Murray, Murray, MacMurrich, Gaelic, and others. The Scottish surname, Murray or McMurray, by some accounts, comes from the Moray region in the northeast. Moray, in 10th century Gaelic, translated to, quote, settlement by the sea, close quotes. In Gaelic, Moray is actually pronounced Murray. The earliest recorded ancestor of the Mays was Frescan, a Flemish warrior who obtained a large grant of land in Strathbrock in Lothian, south of Edinburgh, from King David I, who reigned from 1123 to 1153. Frescan also received land in Morayshire in 1130. Frescan was either descended from the first Earl or married into the royal family of Moray, as did his grandson, William, who married the heiress of the Bothwells in Lanarkshire. His sons founded many other houses, including the Mays of Tullibardine, later the Dukes of Atholl and chiefs of Clan Murray. I am related to Clan Murray through Frescan and the Bothwell link, my wife is related through the Tullibardine link and is a distant cousin of Bruce Murray, 12th Earl of Tullibardine and current clan chief. Other Frescan descendants married into families that ultimately became earls in Clan Sutherland and Clan Douglas in the early 13th century. The first recorded spelling of the name Murray was found in 1203, when William de Moravia was a witness at the Abbey of Holyrood during the reign of King William the Lion of Scotland, who reigned from 1165 to 1214. Moravia was the Latin version of Moray. In Ireland, Murray is thought to date from early times. The name probably comes from O Muriacade, or, quote, descendant of the seamen, close quotes. The most prominent family with the name was that of Dunoch O'Murray, based in the Roscommon Galway region of Ireland, part of the Uimain tribe. Another family named Murray was found in the barony of Carbery in Cork, and Mac Muriacade, anglicised as Murray and Mac Morrow, was found in County Leitrim and County Down. Mac Gialamore, son of the servant of Mary, another County Down name, has sometimes been anglicised as Murray, as well as McElmurray and Gilmore. Cialmuirdhé, pronounced Chiel Murray, was also a territorial and dynastic name for clans descended from Muiridhach Muilleathan, Murray the Long-Headed, who died around 700. The name Muiridhé, Lord or Master, was a fairly common personal name in the annals of the Four Masters. As Irish Mays were losing their lands, Scottish Mays were stepping in. The Mays of Broughton obtained a plantation grant in Donegal in 1610, but remained absentee landlords for the most part. The Murray name was becoming established in Ulster through Protestant immigrants, and the Catholics followed suit, settling in County Wicklow, especially after the Scottish defeat at the Battle of Culloden in 1746. The Ulster Mu'ees are thought to account for the vast majority of Mu'ees who eventually emigrated to Canada and the United States as part of the Scots-Irish migration. Names change spelling for many reasons, some good, some bad. Some changes are simply errors, some come about by the translation from one language to another, some are simplifications or modernizations, to name just a few. Brick walls appear in your research if you don't consider all the possibilities. Currently, there is a one-name study of Murray and its variations on wikitree.com and includes over 23,000 individual profiles for the surname Murray, and thousands of others for variations of the name.